credit, do my best to get through this. Our grandparents give us a sense of who we are and where we come from. This week, as we said goodbye to my Noni, Stella, it hit me how incredibly lucky I've been to have her in my life for the last 26 years. Not only with me, but an integral, close part of my life. It's rare for a grandparent-grandchild relationship to be so essential, but then my Noni was that exceptional kind of person. Although the experience of being in the camps wove through her everyday existence, she truly built a life around it. She devoted herself to protecting and nourishing everyone around her. She was always present, part of our everyday lives in such a tangible way. Growing up, spending weekends with my Noni was always a highlight. Whether it was going shopping at South Center, taking a drive over to Alki Beach, or just spending time at her house at Seward Park. Whenever we'd go over to her house, there would always be one of our favorite Sephardic dishes prepared, just the way that we'd like it. She would often make me yaprakis with extra lemon because she knew just how much I liked it that way. If I was sick, she would prepare me soup with the little stars, the pastina. She'd also make me soutlache with extra cinnamon on top because she knew how much I loved that. The list goes on and on. My Noni also knew just about everyone in the Sephardic community in the greater Seattle area, and everyone knew her. Super special. She's so much a part of who I am that even though I knew she would one day leave us, I can't quite believe she's gone. Noni, you impacted my life in so many ways. You shaped who I am and you influenced all of us so greatly. I'll always love you and have a special corner in my heart to keep you with me. I know we'll miss you every day of our lives.